$9. Okay, let's wrap this up. There are three areas where a person needs to be oivered in order to do a mitzvah in a pulus of a mitzvah in a veil. There are three levels. There's the yibchar, there's the yachlit, the yishtadel, the yizboinen, lasso, the planning, how to go about doing it. And then the yishtadel is to be yaitzi, esapul, and lepoil. There we said in the first two of those areas, it's also to have betochen. It's not just also, it's a mistake and it's stupidity to have betochen that Hashem will choose for you the right thing to do. You have to make the decisions, you have to make the plans. However, the end result, whether you're able to do it or not, that's got nothing to do with you. That's where you have to have the tochen. But the tochen is the actualization of the desire that you had to do a mitzvah or not to do an aveira. To do an aveira, that's where we got to. I'm trying to do this last. Oh, no, we did this. You'll get schar for the bechira. You'll get schar for stages one and two. Three, you can't get schar for because you didn't do anything. Same with the Aveira. You'll get punished for one and two. Three, you don't. Okay. If you didn't do it, obviously. Okay. At the bottom there. The difference between Avodah Saboira as opposed to any other things we're doing in the world. In relation to betochen, obviously, we're not talking about everything. The difference between avodas Hashem and other things. And avodas Hashem and other things in relation to betochen, who's there? So b'shan yana olam lo nizgal elanu eize emtzoi hu yoyse toy v'yoyse mal mishaim tzoi. In other matters, let's call them other matters as opposed to avodas Hashem matters. We don't have clarity. It's not revealed to us what's better, what's worse, what should I be doing, what shouldn't I be doing? What does they manage? What's bad? We don't know exactly what the best is shtadlus we should be doing, what job you should be doing, what avoider you should be doing. And via that's when we're going to get my panosa. How am I going to get my health? Which doctor's the best doctor? Which medicine's the best medicine? Doesn't come along and say, Akamol, that's the thing. We don't know. You have to rely on this. And there's a lot of confusion about which job's the best job, what's ultimately going to bring you the point. No, nothing is revealed. That's a big difference. Is a mitzvah, is a derech, is a miapul, is a gashmes, not slier, is a nasek for him. If we don't know. We've given Klalim how to go about working it out, but without that, we don't know nothing. Therefore, the way it works is like this: after you dabbled in these imtsoim. And you daven to Hashem as well, because those two go together. That Hashem will give you, what are you davening for? That Hashem will give you in your mind, or your heart, the koyach, the correct koyach to choose, to clarify, to sort out in your mind the best, to choose the best means that's best for you and what's appropriate for you. Achrei kol ze niftach el alokim sheyitin belibeines habechira nachoyla. There you can ask Hashem to give you the right choice. It will choose the right employee. Because we don't know. No one told you this is the job for you. Yeah? So therefore you have to choose. The bechira is on you. So you make whatever yishtadlis you can. You check it out. You do. We'll see. You'll discuss later that kind of the yishtadlis of the person in tune. We spoke about it earlier as well. You weigh it up based on who you are, what your talents are, what you enjoy, what you... Many strengths and weaknesses, you make cheshbon, but you dive into Hashem that he gives you the siyat nishmaya to make the correct choice. Aval avoda saboira enenu kach. In avoda saboira, it's not like that. Mipnei shaboira kva hu idila anu eize hi aderech hanochayin about vosel. Hashem already told you what the correct way to go is. Ukva tzivel anu lebichor boim v'atzmeinu, and he told you, you choose. Don't ask me to help you choose. I'm telling you what the right way is. So don't rely on me to make a choice, because I'm commanding you to make the choice. And he promised us reward on that choice. And he gave us the ability to do it. So you know what you have to do. You just have to choose to do it and go do it. Don't tell him, I'm davening to you to help me choose to do the mitzvah. That's out of his realm. You've given that over to your realm. Give me the siyata d'maita to choose the right panasa to make the right ishtadlis, for sure, because no one told you what's the right ishtadlis. If there was a command in the Torah, you shall be an accountant. Rachmana litzlan. Then you go and tell him, and I want you to choose to be an accountant. And you choose to be a doctor instead. That's your choice. Don't Hashem help me to make the right choice. I already told you what the right choice is. I told you what the right choice is. You can ask Hashem to help you overcome your hate for horror. That's something we're not talking about. It's another story. We're talking about in the choice. But you have to choose to sit and learn. You can say the same called every second line bed all day. It's not going to help you. You have to make a choice to get up and learn Torah, because Hashem told you, learn Torah. God has got him, please help me to choose to learn Torah. You have to choose. Help me to choose the right thing. The right thing, I told you what the right thing is. What are you asking me for? Not the right thing. And I told you, choose the right thing. Now you got to battle with your HR. You need help there. For sure, you have to go for help there. But not at the Bechira to do or not to do. Really, that's your choice. You don't know what to do. You don't know what the right panos for you. You know what's going to be good for you, it's not going to be good for you, what's going to be bad for you, what might hurt you, what might mazik you. You know, this office might be not so good for your ruchnias. That office might be bad. I don't know. So look. No, okay, in the prati, for sure, but we're talking about, no, he's talking about in the klal, in the shayish of the bechira to be Eved Hashem or not. Do I have to be Eved Hashem now? How? By learning, okay? So learn. Now you have other questions. Who's the best chavrus? So where are you going to say that? Practicing for sure. You have to dive it. But see, I finished my end. No question. But the bechira to do the mitzvah or not, that's given to you. That's your domain. That's not Hashem's domain anymore. What the best way to learn is? Should I go to Rav Yeshua Shia? Should I go to Rav Asher Shia? So I don't know. Those are choices. You have to weigh up and you have to make decisions, because I don't know what's best for me there. We're not at that level yet. You're not in the prati, but the cloud. Hashem told you to put on tefillin. Put on tefillin. Now go do all the cheshbonos, which is in that amateur to spend on tefillin. That's all involved that's number two. But the bechira to do the mitzvah, that's out of Hashem's domain. That's not your domain. Because you know what you have to do. In Parnas, I don't know what I have to do. I don't know how much to do, what to do. I have to do it. Hashem, help me choose the right thing. But yeah, you know what the right thing is. The right thing is to learn. So then you can't ask Hashem to help you. Once you've chosen to learn and you're in stage two, well, what do you have to do for Siyata Dishmaya? Nachon? Nachon? You learn Yim, you learn the Tzias, you learn which Musa said, you know, for sure, but I've already made the decision, I want to learn. How do I do it best? I've made the Bechira to be Eved Hashem, and I know what the Avoid Hashem is. He's told you what the right thing to do is. You have a thing called Aseh Lecha Rav. You've done the mitzvah of Aseh Lecha Rav, then most of your problems go away also, because you have a rov and you're asking, don't get a rosh hashir or a rosh hashir. Simple. That's Aseh Lecha Rav. Hashem told you, Aseh Lecha Rav. Hashem, please help me to choose to find a rebbe. No, if you haven't helped, please find the right rebbe. You don't want to find the wrong rebbe. Okay. Once you're learning, you're davening for Hashem to help you learn properly. You're davening that hopefully you'll have the right kavanas. All the hirotzoins and the Lashem Yichuds and whatever, that have the right kavanas and consider this mitzvah like I did it properly. And all that for sure. But the bechira to pick up a lulav, you're going to ask Hashem to help you to make a bechira to pick up a lulav. Hashem says, I gave that to you. He gave us the ability to do it. Because Hashem asks you to do something, you can do it. Hashem gives you a challenge, the compliment from Hashem, and that challenge is b'zeis ani boteach. That's why Hashem says, in what do I boteach? In the fact that Hashem gave this to me, therefore I could do it. Hashem doesn't give you something you can't do. That's a compliment, no? When you look at your peckle and it's like, whoa! Hashem says you can do that. Whew, that's a big compliment. But again, what's in your bechira is in your bechira. It's not in your bechira, it's not in your bechira. If it's not your nekudas bechira, they look kashur to you. I'm talking about what you have bechira over. I don't
know. Be in my bechira right now.
I walk into the makolet. I don't have bechira to steal or not to steal. Ah, there's a tzibur not to steal. Yeah, but I don't have a yetzara to steal. The vos kenechton.
Here in things that
I'll find
at the moment. I wanna progress. I
want to
do more. I don't know about
that. That's not the subject. I don't know about that. I know what you're talking about. You raise your level of bechira and you lower your level of bechira by making correct or incorrect bechira choices. Where you have bechira, but we don't have bechira, you don't have bechira. That's compulsion. That you don't have. There's not svara einish there. That's not kosher to you anymore. What's the question? Huh? Yeah, that was his question. That's what he's talking about. But the bechira to do it is yours. The theatin ishmaya, that yours for something else. It's compared to b'sorah secha, but you can't also say for b'secha. You don't open up a gemara. You have to make the decision you want to learn. Why are you doubling for theatin ishmaya? You're learning because you made a decision you want to learn. If you haven't made the decision you want to learn and you also fail to learn, that's ridiculous. That's the problem. The guy, he has to make a mortgage payment. His mama's desperate. So he goes to Davin and he sees there's a cousin of his who's got a big inheritance. He goes to the attorney and says, listen, you have to help him. Mama, I mean, he wrote for us, please, 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 I need $50,000. Duchuf, they're going to evict me from my house. His cousin says, no problem. I don't carry the money on me. 9 o'clock, I'll be in my office. Pop into my office and I'll give you the money. No problem. 9 o'clock, he sits and he waits and he's going to come. Doesn't hear from him. Next morning, they go to Davin. Guy comes up to him after him. He says, Yankel, please, you've got to help me. I've got to make this mortgage payment. They're going to evict me. Please, can you help me? He says, I told you. Why didn't you come yesterday? Yeah, you're right. And now, 9 o'clock, I'll be there. I can't get the money. 9 o'clock, what happens? He doesn't come. Third day, the same thing. Says the Chofetz Chaim, you know that Meshuggah is us. Every day we say, Abba Rabba. The same till Cain of a service. Please, Hashem, give me Torah. Hashem says, fine, just come and sit down and learn, and I'll give you Torah. He doesn't open up a Gemara. He doesn't open up a safe the whole day. The next day he's back. Please, I have to learn Torah. Hashem says, for sure, just come. I'll give you whatever you want. Open your mouth and I'll fill it for you. Then he comes the next day. Hashem's waiting to pour all this and then doesn't pitch. That's the Meshuggah. You have to make the choice to learn. Once you've made the choice, now you've made the choice. Bakira, I'm going to learn. Second level, how do I do it? Who am I going to do it? Where? Whatever. That's shlav beis. Shlav gimel, whether you learn or not, at the end of the day, we don't know whether that's going to happen. That you need betochen, that Hashem will help you to do it. That for sure you have to daven for that fear to be shlav. But the bechira decision, that's yours and yours alone. That's a very lonely place to be. No one's going to help you there. Hashem's not going to interfere, not one drop. The whole reason he created the world so that you could have that spontaneous creative moment called bechira. He's going to speak about this now. The Ikka Bechira, stage one, that's yours alone. But Moslem has a Chodek Loses, if you need to chanen ala boire, shiya azulan, lipcho es aderach hanachoyne, benismo chalav shiya alam es adrochim atoivus avareinu, as nes a tos bezeh, shanu mitchanen in alov. If you will go and plead with Hashem to help you to make the choice, and you rely on Hashem to show you the correct way to go, as nase taus bezet, shanu mitchanen in love. You make the mistake that you're pleading for that. V'enetib shim bezet, shanu seimchim alav. And you're an idiot to rely on Hashem for that. That's strong words from Rishon. Tipshim. Tipshim. Wow. V'pnei sheboire kva odia lanu es darche avoid Hashem ivim lanu es to'el es boi lama zeh olam haba. I've already told you what to do that's going to bring you benefits in this world and the next world. You got your facts saying, you got your mission statement. So don't ask Hashem to help you to choose the right mission statement. I sent you the mission statement. That's your mission statement. What are you asking me to help you find the right one? I gave it to you already. כמו כשנאמר נגיע לשכר העולם הזה, וציווינו השם לעשות את כל החוקים האלה, השם commanded you to do all these חוקים, לירס השם אלוקינו לטוב לנו כל היומים. To fear השם, whatever that means, that it should be good for us all our days, ומגיע לשכר העולם הבא, נאמר, וצטוק את תהיה לנו כי נשמו לעשות. Because you got it to do, but you know what you have to do, you know what your job is, get on and do it. Ask Hashem to help you to do it better, to do it there, blah, 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 there for sure. What's out of your control, for sure you have to understand it. But the Bechira decision is yours and yours alone. And you see that it's a hard one. You give over the Bechira to Hashem as well. The same cocaine was sort of set at top, so when Hashem gives me an opportunity to learn, I'll learn. No, you have to make the decision. I told you that the ultimate TCL, Kolatralis Koshes is not actually waking up the next morning and doing it. It's the hachlata, the decision, the bechira to do it. That's what's difficult. Once you've made that decision, it says, all right. So that's the first hevdel by Avoda Sabore and other inyon. Avoda Sabore, we know what our job is, we know what we have to do, and we were given the responsibility for making the right choices. Avoid us, acher, we don't know, who knows what the right thing to do is, me or Daya. Ah, what happens when you have conflicting avoidance, avoidance? That happens. On the one hand, you have kibbutz of aim, on the other hand, you have mitzvah limud Torah. Now what do you do? That happens to us often. Well, that's what you have a ready for, that's what you have a role for. What's written in Shulchan Aruch, but you know what you have to do, what bracha to make on an apple, you don't need a roll for that. Because you know it's written, you make the right creation of an apple, instead of got it. When you have conflicting halachas, I mean, you have, that's when it gets very complicated. When you have things that are not clear, what area of halacha this even fits into. Ben Amlach Aveira, where's the Ben Malcolm? Yes, but complicated, that's why you have a roll. And you see how easy it is. Because you go through Reb Chaim's Shubas, and you see how easy it is for you. Easy. First of all, he has no negias. For him, it's a technical problem. Your life problem is a technical problem for the Lord, because he's not involved. You have a life problem. Where am I going to live? Where am I going to stay? Where am I going to work? Where am I going to send my kids to school? But that mama says he's got a real life problem. For the Lord, it's a technical question. So for him, it's straightforward. It's technical. Me, I'm mamash involved in the whole question. That's what you need. But the instant decision to do the right thing, she told us what the right thing is. Again, what's another difference between avoidus sabore and other matters of this world relating to the betochen again? Not about every other aspect, just the betochen of it. Everybody knows this. In the world of olam hazeh, the emtsoi, the shtadlis, whatever you want to call it, that a person thought was the best possible thing, turned out to be very bad for him. And sometimes the shtadlis that in his eyes seems to be the worst possible thing, turns out to be the best thing that could have happened. You bought a, what did they call it? You bought a lemon. Yeah? And you really thought, oi, boy, what a disaster. And then the price of lemon juice went up. And sometimes you bought gold and the price of gold plummeted. Well, anybody ever traded in gold futures in the 70s, you know? People lost a lot of money. Okay, whatever, I'm just saying. You bought gold, yes. You don't know. Mi yodea, mi yodea. Ulechein ani yoidim ba'ezem tzoyim libcho. If we don't know which is the right one. You have to come into Hashem and beg him, and you have to have a talk, and then Hashem will help you to buy the right building. Moshe Rachman Zatzal said, the Shana told us when he asked him, how did you make so much money? Hashem said, he took him a cup to buy a building, so I bought a building and made a lot of money. I didn't want to lose money, so you put a chicken in my cup to buy a building, and I bought a building, I lost a lot of money. And you know what to do. Do you buy Canary Wharf or not? You have to double to share that helps you make the right decision. Because you don't know. How do I know if this will be a good business? How do I know that these shares are going to go up? You've made all your studies, you think they're going to go up, but who says they will? Maybe they'll go down. Rav Noach told me, he once asked a billionaire in America, how did you make so much money? He said, all the mistakes I made turned out good. And we know that. I'm saying we all have a taste of that. You made a mistake. And then the times you thought, whoa, oh yeah, man, that was a good deal. Yeah, I'm a clever businessman. And anybody not know what I'm talking about? In every year of their life. We look at our mitzvahs, va'aveiros, ain't a dovakach. In the world of mitzvahs and aveiros, not like that. The good that comes out of mitzvah will always be good. The bad that comes out of it will be bad. You can do tshuva and do that miracle and work things out. Well, if it's just left the way it is, the mitzvah you did, the mitzvah you did, feeling that can never turn around and you thought you were doing a mitzvah and you're putting on feeling that was a gewaltig thing, then it turned out to be bad. You put on feeling, you were yates in the mitzvah of feeling. The schar is there. So you can't take it away. You did an aveira, you're going to get whacked if you don't do tshuva. It's going to turn out to be, wow, that was the best thing I did. Boch Hashem, you see, I told you that aveira. Look at the schar I got for that aveira. No, it's a little bit tough. A little bit tough. ולא יהפוך ולא יחליף, לא יהיה ממש שהוא. ומאחר שבורו לנו שוקים המצז הוא באמס לטובתנו. And we know, it's clear. Doing mitzvahs is good for us. Chasias averus who be emes lo raseinu, and you know that doing averus is bad for you. How can we still do them? That's one of the miracles of the prayer. We know. Nobody here would walk out that door if someone came and told you there's a 1 in a million chance that there's a guy from Hamas standing outside with a gun. No one would walk out that door. 1 in a million chance. 1 in a 5 million chance. No one would walk out the door. There's a pit bull terrier out there who hasn't eaten for a week. You walk out the door, no one. Yeah? But you know, Barul, that when you do an Aveira, it's much worse. You still do Aveiras. It's one of the miracles of the prayer. Yirus Hashem. Yirus Hashem. That's one of the miracles. That's a whole shiur on its own. About, you understand? That's a miracle. You have to choose to do the mitzvahs. You know, Hashem says, okay, I'll help you decide whether you want to be growled to death by a pit bull terrier or you want to, you know, some sad man with a harp singing whatever they do there. You choose. You can't rely on Hashem. You're going to have a talking to Hashem to help you to make the right choice because Hashem told you what to do already. Aval adobe shekein roilan b'toch bo el Hashem. But the thing you have to have b'tochen in Hashem means who? Gmar maisa hamitzvah. The completion of the maisa mitzvah is acharei shebachon u'bim b'leib sholem v'neemon. That's what you were asking, Adi. After I've made the bechir, I want to sit and learn. Yeah, you have b'tochen Hashem, then it'll take you to the right shir, and you'll get the right kavrusa, and you'll learn properly, you'll understand, and you'll get shatz right, for sure. Pure decision, to make a decision. I'm doing this because I want to do it for Hashem. Therefore, for sure you have to daven for. That I'll do the mitzvah properly, that I have the means to do the mitzvah. And you'll show me how to get there. First, you have the chafatzi, I desired and I chose to do the mitzvahs. Now, please show me the pathway that's correct in that world. He chose himself to do avodas Hashem. And she palena lakim al shnei dvorim. Echad hadvorim hu shehashem yazor lo lerakez es. You know, let's do this tomorrow because this is a question, a long question. We have to do this a bit more in depth. But that's the vote. The decision to go ahead and do the mitzvah, that's your turn. And it's amazing once you make that decision, especially when it's painful, when it's hard, you see this out to Ishmael. Suddenly things start coming together very quickly.